With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I guess the old Thanksgiving tradition of having dinner with your family is out now with the younger folks. 68% of people between the age of 18 and 38 would rather do Friendsgiving over the traditional family dinner.
That's kind of a little disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, part of life is being with your family when you don't always like them that much.
Ah.
Now, would that be they would rather, or maybe their family just lives too far and they can't make the trip?
No, they would rather. 68% of people 28 said they would rather do Friendsgiving over traditional family dinners. Now, here's the reasons why, okay? And Kato, you kind of do both.
Yes.
You have Friendsgiving.
Well,
so you can actually compare, like, with your family or your Friendsgiving, which is better?
There's different reasonings for both.
Okay.
I mean, my mom's dressing and gravy tops any I've ever had.
Yeah, your friends just can't come up with that stuff.
My friend's box of stuffing is okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, we're actually doing two. We're doing one tomorrow night when we fry our turkeys with one group, and then Wednesday night another select restaurant we're going to, actually.
There you go. That's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You need to book there. Now, here's the reasons they say Friendsgiving is a lot more fun. They don't have to worry about offending a relative. That's one reason why Friendsgiving is more popular.
Oh, yeah, and we drink at the Friendsgiving. We don't drink at family.
Yeah. Then, you know, I was telling you that we a lot of times want to avoid somebody during the holidays, and usually it is a relative. Maybe it's Aunt Beulah coming in for that, you know, 10-second Frencher. Come give Aunt Beulah a kiss.
Where does that happen?
At Tennessee. We don't do that.
Well, she stopped after I slipped her the tongue that year. That is weird.
That doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
I mean, you said you didn't want it, then
I'm
you
joking.
Slipped her the tongue.
You guys don't paint me out to act like I French kiss my relatives. That's just plumb weird. I'm just having a little joke around here, and you act like I'm serious.
It was just that one time, Tom.
Anyway, they don't have to watch what they say at the dinner table when they have Friendsgiving.
I don't know if I agree with that. These days, you got to be careful with everything and everyone.
They feel less pressure to impress their guests. So I guess you don't have to impress your friends, but you have to impress your family members.
I disagree. I show up in PJs to the family one, but the Friendsgiving, you got to look cute. You got to have the skirt. You got to be ready.
I agree.
It's a lot more pressure.
Are you saying you wear a skirt?
Tom,
me?
He's talking to you.
You said you agree.
I agree with what she said. I think it's easier to show up to the family one because you don't have to dress up.
And wear a cute skirt to the Friendsgiving. They get to avoid personal questions from their family. Like, when are you going to get married? All right. And then finally, Friendsgiving is more social. You have a lot more to talk about at Friendsgiving than you do at your regular family Thanksgiving traditional dinners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, part of the fun of doing the family one, you got those stories to tell for years to come about when your uncle said this in front of so-and-so, and they friggin' lost it and threw a steak knife, and it almost stuck in the wall.
See,
and
that's don't happen at mine. Mm. I mean, we're pretty calm. We stand around the kitchen waiting for the food to be ready.
Yeah,
and then we pray and eat, and everybody goes and does whatever. They sit on the couch, relax, chat, go
and
outside.
With Friendsgiving, you got somebody always going, hey, y'all, watch this!
Yeah.
I guess I need to thank my in-laws, because they've made Thanksgiving pretty exciting a few years.
It sounds like it.
I mean, yeah, it can get out of hand, especially if, like, my in-laws start arguing with each other. There ain't no telling what's going to happen.
Well, this...
You don't want to pick the wrong side.
I gotcha. It is Friendsgiving. How many friends do you have?
5,000.
I have not seen you invite your 5,000 Facebook friends to Friendsgiving.
It'd be too much people.
You know how many calories he saves on that virtual Thanksgiving meal he has with them?
And a lot of money, too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right. We talk about a lot of crazy stuff here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Mm-hmm. And some of it is crazier than other things. Sometimes, though, we just feel like we need to help you out a little bit on the day-to-day stuff. I want to help you out with Thanksgiving dinner right now.
Oh, what are you cooking?
Well, some of you guys are going to be taking stuff over to your family or your friends, and you need to know how to transport it properly and safely.
I had a friend transporting cream corn, and the container turned over in the back of her car.
Yes.
And cream corn got all through her trunk. Yeah. And seeped down into, I mean, everything. It took her weeks to clean that.
Yeah, that's crock pots and stuff like that. You got to put stuff around them.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm going to try to help people avoid
really?
Today.
Well, the thing is, family didn't notice once she scraped it back up and threw it back in the pan.
Yeah, what you going to do with that for?
Yeah. A little seasoning in it.
All right, one trick you can use is to freeze food. Because that will keep it from dripping and melting. Pumpkin pie, great example. Just leave time for it to thaw out. But a lot of things can be frozen, transported easily, and then thawed out once it's there.
Now, you're talking about going for like a out-of-town state kind of thing.
Right. I wouldn't do that for across the town, I guess.
Yeah.
But you could if you wanted to make it easy to transport. You just got to make sure you got time for it to thaw once you get there.
Well, if you're going to be there early in the morning cooking all day or something, yeah, I want my giblets cold. Just a little, you know.
I want to arrive 30 minutes before dinner's served.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Got a point.
That's us.
All right. If it is a long drive, use a cooler, especially for things that can spoil. More than 2 hours at room temperature increases your chance of food poisoning significantly. So you don't want to put it in the back seat and then drive for 2 or 3 hours without anything keeping it at temperature.
And I've learned if you want to keep something warmer, you can also put that in the cooler. And kind of keep it a little warm.
And if you don't have a cooler, you can always just sit on it. That's how I keep the pizza warm.
That's not a part of my presentation.
This pizza tastes funny, Dad.
This could have possibly helped your friend. Use bungee cords to keep lids on. Things like crock pots, it'll That's keep good. From spilling if you hit a bump. If you don't have bungees, you can use tape, too. But that can get kind of gross.
True.
Use a yoga mat if you have one. That is for things in the trunk. It keeps them from sliding around so much.
Oh,
it's usually pretty grippy.
Yeah.
And then this is the important one. Never partially cook a turkey. Some people think, oh, well, I'll start it in one oven, then drive somewhere and finish it in another oven.
Yeah.
That is a recipe for food poisoning because it sits there at the right temperature for bacteria to grow for however long you're driving, and then you try to cook that bacteria out, but it's too late.
Right.
They say the person who's hosting the party should be the person who has turkey duty. It should all take place at one house.
And this is why I just bring napkins and drinks so I don't get anyone else sick. I'm not a great cook.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, I'm frying a turkey. A friend of mine, Corey, he's going to fry a bunch of turkeys Tuesday night. But like last year, I will take it home, let it put it in the fridge, and then Thursday morning, we will just put it back in the oven for like a half hour.
I'm glad you clarified that, because you said, I'm frying a turkey, a friend of mine, Corey, and I thought he's the turkey.
Oh, no.
They bonded.
I wanted you to know I wasn't going to attempt to fry my own turkey, but he fries a bunch, and then we eat.
Yeah, you know, frying a turkey, I have yet to experience, and I think I would love a fried turkey.
Good.
But I'm afraid I'm going to burn my house down.
Yeah, just don't put it in frozen, because I saw that video today, and it was the biggest flame I've ever seen.
Right, you don't want to put liquid into oil ever.
I started to thaw mine on Thursday for tomorrow. So hopefully, if you're cooking it on Thursday, you need to go ahead and set that thing out.
Well, matter of fact, our buddy Zach Brown, they actually have a song about frying your turkey.
I wanted to make a turkey fry, put it on the deck outside. I'm thanking God that no one died when I burnt the house down.
Yeah.
Okay, so just be careful when you cook that turkey.
No kidding.
Please do.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know what? We are all going to gain a little bit of weight over the next few months, I would say. Just eating it, you know, eating like crazy.
I saw a meme that says, You were fat in August. Don't blame the holidays for your weight gain.
Yeah. Well, I got ways to stuff yourself and still look hot over the holidays.
Really? Because so, that doesn't sound like it goes together.
You hide it. That's what you do. It's the best ways to hide the, you know, 5 pounds you put on.
Spanx. You're welcome.
Well, you can do that. Spanx, that's an easy go-to. They say wear scarves. Well-placed scarves can provide warmth and also excellent coverage against those encroaching double chins that you might get over the Christmas season.
Could you imagine me wearing a scarf? I don't think that's going to make me look less fat.
I wear a scarf, like when you have your coat on sometimes. Do you wear a scarf?
I don't have one, but I would wear it if I had one.
I have like six. Do you have a scarf?
Oh, so many.
Yeah. Okay.
She's a girl.
You don't have any at all?
She's a girl.
Guys?
No, you know what? Fat guys and scarves, it's just, it's a thing. It's obvious when they do that.
No.
I think of, you know what I think of is, was it Siskel or Ebert that was fat?
I don't know.
It wasn't the skinny one. I think it was Ebert. He would wear scarves sometimes before he went through all of his horrible stuff. And he always would look like a fat guy in a scarf.
But if you watch any like show or movie and they show New York, most of those
They're wearing scarves
with those long trench coats.
You got, you know, Chris Farley, fat guy in a little scarf.
I was going to sing that.
That was my ringtone for years. Yeah. Fat guy in a little coat. Yeah.
But, you know, you can get away with, especially if it gets colder, Tom. That can hide some things. Okay, let's talk for you ladies if you want. If Tom doesn't want to embrace
it. I'm just saying, you can wear a scarf. You're skinny. It looks fine.
Okay.
If a fat guy wears a scarf, you're not fooling anyone. It's just more area for that material to drape over.
Ways to stuff yourself and look hot during the holidays, wear dark colors.
Agree. Yep.
Not only are they slimming, dark color prints can also hide, you know, stains from the gravy globs and the grease spills that you get all over yourself.
Yeah, black clothes slim you down a ton.
Well, sure.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just because the eye is fooled because it can't relate what's this and which seam is about to split and things like that.
Okay. They say layers. Layers always a good way to kind of hide some of that plumping that's going on.
See, I feel like layers make you look plumper.
Depends on how you do it.
Yeah.
And the plumper you are, the more it's going to make you look.
There's an art to doing it, though.
I don't have that art.
I mean, if you put it on, you're like, I look bigger. Try something else. But if you got like six layers on, you know what? You go to a party and they take your coat and then they take your sweater and then they... It's like those little Russian dolls that they have that keep popping out.
I can't see how it makes you look slimmer. Now, one big overcoat might help. That just drapes over you and you can't tell the curves or anything.
Here's the thing, Tom. We're not talking about like these huge guys. We're talking about, you know, you just want to hide a roll or two.
A dad bod.
That is the worst when you walk in and you are layered because you're feeling a little pudgy and it's like 90 degrees in the building. So then you have to sweat in your sweater because you don't want to take it off.
This actually, you lose the weight by wearing that.
There you go.
And it's not necessarily dad bods. You don't want girls to have dad bods. It's just those little pudges that you want to kind of hide during the holiday season.
I'm sorry.
Okay, try heavy makeup. They say cheeks, smoky eyes, plenty of powder, loads of fake eyelashes, basically anything that will distract from your body to have, you know, attention on your face.
That would definitely work.
She's got two spiders on her eyes, and I haven't noticed it. She's gained 10 pounds.
They're like, look at Tom. He's got makeup on.
Okay, that's for the girls, definitely, Tom. So, also, ways to stuff yourself and look hot over the Thanksgiving holiday. Smell amazing. But not cornbread stuffing and honey roasted ham amazing.
Who's amazing?
That would be good.
What?
And is Joe Biden going to smell her?
They say find a sweet vanilla-based scent and get closer than normal to that person that you really want to attract. And they'll be too busy inhaling the fragrance that you have on.
I hope this is at Friendsgiving and not the family Thanksgiving.
I know, right? Even more disturbing than Hawks when it brought it up.
This is any time you're dating during the holiday season.
I was like, your cousin's going to love this.
All right. Big accessories, well-placed, oversized cocktail rings and jewelry and, you know, can kind of actually hide the swollen knuckles that you have. And maybe you can even
like
hide,
draw attention to them.
You can hide behind the big purse that you have.
It's
I've gained 10 pounds. Let me carry a big purse. Where's that suitcase? That's a huge purse, but any big accessories can help you out. And then finally, they say ways to stuff yourself and look attractive over the holidays. Ponchos are great at hiding things. Basically, I guess ponchos are back in fashion. So you go ahead. You look like Clint Eastwood from one of those cowboy movies. But you have a poncho over you. And you've gained a couple of rolls. It's like, yeah.
I'm assuming you're not meaning the rain poncho that's plastic.
That's what I was thinking of, too.
Only if it's raining. I'm just one of those other, you know... well, you know, the ponchos that...
Yeah, anyone, the sweater ones. Yeah, they're the very sweater. Cute. They're a little restrictive, though. It's hard to they reach are. Across the table and get more food.
Well, and if you don't have one of those and you haven't gone out shopping for a poncho, just, you know, grab a Snuggie or a blanket across...
Or a trash bag. A black, you know, lawn trash bag.
You can, and you can use that to clean up after you're done eating. Some great tips from the experts.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm going to lay a little stress on you if you're in a relatively new relationship this morning. A poll by dating.com found that 3 out of 4 people wouldn't buy someone a gift for the holidays unless they've been dating for more than 7 months. But here's the scary part.
That's a long time.
Almost half of them said if they don't get an appropriate gift this year, they'll dump the person.
Oh, my.
So the gift that you get someone can make or break a relationship. I've experienced this before.
Aww.
In a roundabout way.
With a telescope.
No, not with a telescope. We're still married.
Oh,
yeah, no, this was a girl I had been dating very little bit of time, and it was Valentine's Day had come up. And so through our radio station that I was working at the time, I was able to get a dozen roses for super duper cheap. And maybe even free, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But she freaked out and thought that I had paid like $100 for a dozen roses because they were going for a lot. And she was afraid I was getting too serious too fast.
Oh, you overspent.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, you understand, I got them super cheap through the radio station.
Sure you did. You really like me, don't you?
Then she got mad and said, oh, you're a cheapskate.
Oh, no. This is a lose-lose situation.
I couldn't win.
No.
But that really did happen. She thought I was getting too serious too fast. And I was like, I just had an opportunity to get these through a radio station really cheap. I'm like, I thought it was cool. Mm-hmm. And instead, she interpreted it as something it totally wasn't.
Yeah.
So that didn't work out very well. But, you know, you can get the wrong gift too expensive or too cheap.
So a bad gift is a deal breaker, and a really, really good gift could be a deal breaker
depending
because it
on
scares
the girl.
Them off.
Yeah.
And men say women are hard to read. What's so difficult about that?
Yeah, exactly. Now, this part about not buying them a gift unless they had been dating for 7 months, that sounds crazy to me.
That's cheap.
First of all, that's my language of love is giving gifts. My wife is like, her language of love is
receiving.
She actually likes to get what she calls, I forgot the name
words
of it.
Words of appreciation.
No, it's where you do stuff for people. Service.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So she likes for me to
acts
do things for her, acts of service. I suck at that. I want to lay around and play video games, and if she wants something, I'll buy it for her.
So basically, your love language is buying things for her, but that doesn't reach her.
No.
And she wants an acts of service from you, and you're like, I'm playing a video game
exactly
here.
Exactly my relationship.
Oh, no.
Why is it that you never end up with someone as the same love language as you?
Because women lie at the beginning.
No.
What do
she
we lie
acted
about?
Like no. She loved all these gifts I got her.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, this ring is so pretty. Oh, these things are so pretty. This is so awesome. And then all of a sudden it changed after we got married and I'm supposed to be working around the house all the time.
Well, I'm sure she did love that ring, but that ring didn't clean the toilet.
Nope. Well, she could sell it and hire someone.
Where's that?
Just sell that, honey, all right?
I mean, it's a sapphire or whatever. I don't have anything attached to it. I thought it was pretty and she would like it.
But it's good knowledge to know your spouse's, you know, whatever, love language.
All right.
Even though you're not going to do it, I mean, it's good to kind of change and try to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I do try every now and then. Sometimes I'll take out the garbage when I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
Or I'll do things that surprise her, but not a lot because it's not my language.
You're quite the catch.
Thank you.
My husband is physical touch, and I could go my whole life without touching someone. So I have to remind myself and, like, pat him on the head. Be like, love you.
Oh,
good
wow.
job.
Bless his heart.
I know. Man. Poor
that makes me feel good. I'm like, all right, ours is just arguing every now and then.
You're not as bad as Tori.
But I still get some hugs and stuff.
Good job, Tom.
I don't want that. Thank you. Not from you. But yeah, I mean, this is, it's like you feel like you can't even possibly win in some of these situations.
But honestly, you think about it. I mean, there is like a time frame that is awkward. Like a couple weeks you've been dating somebody. Do you still get them something?
Yeah, but it's small. Something that's cute and sweet, not anything expensive.
Okay, but like then, a gift card that, you know, a favorite place? That's insensitive. That's
you know
not,
what would yeah. be good is maybe a gift card to a massage place or a Ulta or Ooh. Something that
but,
they
but
would
that's
like.
That's expensive for a two-weeker. You
yeah,
know,
man, well, for a two-weeker, yeah. yeah.
How about a month and a half? Maybe you can go with a massage like that.
Well, maybe, like, yeah. It might be a little expensive.
And what do the girls get the guys? That's something that, you know, you think about.
I don't think the guys have to have a gift as much as the girls do.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice just
no,
to
I'm
have something.
What Tom said. That works.
I mean, I wouldn't break up with a girl because she didn't get me a gift in the first few phases, but I would get a girl a gift no matter how long. It might be really small if it was just starting out.
Amazon gift card. That'd be good for anybody.
It's kind of kind of plain, though.
Yeah, but you get to go shopping.
Hopefully you've
bucks.
Actually gotten an idea of a little bit about her to know what she likes.
Yeah. Amazon.
But if it's 7 months... You got to go.
You better be getting a gift at 7 months.
Well, they're saying, you know.
I know. That's almost a year, yeah, man. That seems crazy to me. Mm-hmm. I would go that even after 3 months, you ought to be finding something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially these days. At 3 months, you might have already moved in. You should be getting them a gift.
In today's world, that is a long-term relationship.
Exactly.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we know Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Are you traveling to Grandma's house this year? Over the hills and through the woods to Grandmother's house we go?
We're thinking of maybe having an Uber version of that.
Ah, that's new.
Uber the house and Uber the woods to Grandmother? I don't know. I'm working on that.
That's good. Yeah. Well, if you are going to do it the old traditional way and, you know, cram all the kids in the car and get in there and travel to Grandma's house. There's some annoying personalities that you have to deal with when you're riding with somebody else in a car for two or 3 hours.
It's usually me. Because I want to sing every song and backup and the lead vocals and the drum solo.
You know what? Sing-along person is one of those personalities that people do not like. And, you know, you can even have your headphones on or they can have their headphones on. And they're still just, you know, blaring it out.
Well, there's not anything more annoying than them to have their headphones on and they're singing and all you hear is them.
Yeah. Yeah. At least the music sometimes covers it up.
Mm-hmm. You're
and
welcome.
Some people just can't help it. It's like, okay, you even tell them and say, hey, you know, you're kind of singing there. And then, oh, I'm sorry. And then two songs later, what are they doing again? They forgot the conversation, apparently.
I don't even think Tori says sorry.
Yeah.
Just let me sing. I know I'm not good. I enjoy it. But you want me to sing now?
No, you do that alone in the car.
Yeah, no. Alone with friends,
no.
with family.
No.
What
yes.
does John say, really? I mean, does he get annoyed by your singing, or is he okay? Because some guys can just blow it off.
He gets annoyed by pretty much everything I do. Slightly annoying.
It reminds me of that movie, Identity Theft, with who is it? Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman when she's singing every song.
Yeah.
He finally just turns the radio off.
Yeah.
I would walk 500.
Well,
like, we'll get out and walk then.
Annoying road trip personalities. This applies to kids and adults as well because you know you have the kids that are going to be fighting in the back seat. And thank goodness that we do have all the technology that we have now. To distract them for at least 30 minutes.
Right.
Then they start saying, how long is it going to be? All right, you got the crying. And somebody's crying in the back seat because they, you know, I don't know.
He's touching me.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the adults.
Yeah. Because he's wet, that's grandpa.
That's sad.
All right, you have the talker. The talker is annoying personality.
That depends. I like that my wife talks the whole way.
Do you?
Yeah, it makes it go by faster.
And it's so weird to sit in a car and not talk to each other.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, do you see that cow over there? Did you know that cows grow up to... And
oh,
I'll just...
God.
I know.
My wife doesn't do that.
You know what? Okay.
I have a friend that will be a talker, which is fine. I don't mind talking. But also has the radio cranked up.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's like... Can we turn the band down?
Yeah,
the live concert?
I can't concentrate on the conversation. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. So, and could you imagine Tori and Tom on a trip together?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I think we'd have a ball. What? Why did you make that face?
I'm just not sure if I could handle the parts where you sing and stuff.
That's true. But you guys do have good conversations. Y'all have long conversations in here sometimes. And you guys really seem to enjoy each other when you're talking.
And from what I understand, Tori doesn't like for anyone to drive her.
Eh? Oh, yeah, because I get sick. Yeah, that's another annoying road trip.
I'll pick her up one time, she goes, no, I got to drive. I'm like, okay.
That'd be a problem.
Yes, that is another. The person that gets sick in the back seat, or I guess next to you, apparently.
Well, also the person who wants to drive when you want to drive.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, because Tom would want to drive.
Yes.
Because he goes 130 miles an hour.
In the minivan.
All right. Most annoying road trip personalities is the scared rider. The person that's scared each turn or when you put on the brake slightly and they're like, what?
Yeah, why are they so dramatic? Calm down.
My sister has to take an anxiety medicine every time she gets into the passenger seat of a car.
Okay, the frequent peer. Oh, we got to stop again, do we?
I will say, I eased up a little when we had kids. Okay. You gotta ease up when you got little kids.
How about your dog? Do you travel with your dog a lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he pees when we do, or at least as far as we know.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the constant complainer, someone that's complaining about everything, about the traffic. And then you got the person that's sitting beside you, like you know, sometimes you'll be the one driving, and you've been like in this constant traffic, trying to concentrate the whole way. And then the other person gets upset, like, why don't you just chill out a little bit? Like, I'm the one driving here. Are you familiar with that?
Mine is more like my wife and I get frustrated because I'm like, all right, I need you on the GPS finding a way through this.
Yeah.
And then she gets confused or lost, and then we're out in the middle of the woods, and I'm like, I need a better GPS person.
I'm not a good GPS person. I'll never forget the one time we were sitting in traffic on 26 heading toward the beach. And it's like, do we stay in this traffic or get off? So I'm looking up at Waze, and it says you could exit. Well, I was like, there's the exit. Take it. We cut across in front of cars, took the exit. It was a way station.
Oh, no.
We got 20 cars ahead, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, from then on, I'm like, I'm not going to tell you when to exit.
Just a little side note, too. That way station joke, the girls don't like that one at all.
Oh.
Hey, you want to pull in here?
That's fighting words.
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, most annoying road trip personality, the silent farter.
I would agree with that.
Let us know, okay? Just roll it down. Roll down the window.
I got in trouble at church yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
We were sitting there, and after something quiet was going on, all of a sudden I looked at my wife, and I guess I whispered too loud. I said, someone farted on us.
Oh.
And so my wife is like giving me the shh. And then this lady in front of us gets up and moves.
Oh.
I'm sure it was her, and I must have offended her. Yeah. But I was offended, too.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
But why would you need to even say anything? Because everyone on that aisle knows it.
I think they knew, yeah.
I was just telling my wife.
I think she knew it. She probably thought it was you.
I didn't tell her. That's why I wanted to make sure she didn't think it was me.
Next time when you're in church, you stand up and like, somebody farted on this row.
Well, okay? That would be tacky.
Well, be careful driving to Grandma's house this holiday season.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.